Executives of the PNC are locked up in a crunch meeting prior to the start of the party's Congress in Sunyani. Our correspondent John Samatha reports that the Congress grounds are buzzing with business activities.
Almost all the delegates, we understand there are 1,400 in number, are here. There's a lot of business going on. Vendors are, you know, doing brisk business in party paraphernalia. There's music all over the place. And but earlier we were told that there was a court case in Accra that has a bearing on whether the Congress will go ahead or not. And so it caused a little delay. But I've heard unofficially that the court has really given the go-ahead for the Congress to go ahead. So as I speak, there has been announcements telling the people around that they should be patient and that very soon the Congress will go, is going to get underway. So basically, everything looks set for the PNC National Delegates Congress to go ahead in a few minutes' time.
So at the Congress ground, do you spot some of the big wigs of the party, like the General Secretary, the chairman and others?
Yes, unfortunately, I've not spotted any of them. I actually wanted to have some, you know, interviews with some of the national executives, but I was told they are in a meeting somewhere in Sunyani. I mean, the people I talked to, the regional executives, are very tight-lipped as to the venue. But in no time, I've been assured that they will be coming here to the Congress venue, so we can get access to them. So as of now, I've not seen them personally, but I know for a fact that they are in Sunyani.
So how has been security arrangement?
Well, security looks like it's not going to be too much of a headache because unlike other congresses that have been held in Sunyani, the PNC Congress is not that massive. The numbers here is not as big as we've seen in the past with the NDC and the MPP. And I spoke to the policeman in charge of security here, and he's ASP Xavier Ahiamadi, and he tells me that they have at least 80 policemen on standby at the police headquarters, while 120 officers and men are currently deployed around the Congress venue at the Sunyani Polytechnic. So security, I don't think, although I'm not a prophet, I don't think it's going to be a problem, but the police are on the ground and ready for any, you know, development.
Abuna Hafu, regional correspondent John Samatha. Meanwhile, John is at the Congress venue and has joined us by phone. Welcome, John.
Thank you.
Tell us the latest at the Congress grounds.
Well, the latest is that the Congress is going to go ahead, but not this afternoon, as everybody was expecting, like you just heard me saying in the recording. I was just announced that the Congress will start at 6 p.m. and the voting for the presidential candidate of the PNC and then other executive positions that have to be filled, the voting will start at 8 p.m. I mean, it's unbelievable. This is not going down well for some of the executives. But they explained, saying that some of the leaders of the party were in a Accra for that court case, and they are now trying to make their way to Sunyani by air. You know, so they are expecting them to be in Sunyani by 6 p.m. so that the Congress will start. And then voting is expected to start at 8 p.m. So that's the latest now. Most of the delegates are planning to go back to where they were accommodated to rest. Some of my media colleagues are also in a quandary, wondering whether they have to stay on here till 6 p.m. or whether they have to go and come back. So basically, that's the latest. I mean, the Congress is going to go ahead, but not at the time we all expected. It's now going to be at 6 p.m. with the voting expected to start at 8 p.m.
John, what are supporters expecting? What are the things? What are the things some of the supporters are expecting?
Yes, I mean, they were expected that later by 7:30, 8 p.m., business would have been concluded for everybody to head back to where they came from. But this is starting turnaround. That a thing is going to be an evening affair is not going down well with some of them. So, but basically, the leadership are saying that it can be helped. The situation can be helped. And so, everybody has to be patient till 6 p.m. when the event will start.
Have they been excited talking about their favorites and all that?
Exactly. It's kind of a damper. It's put a damper on the event here. You know, but like the leadership are saying, the delegates and supporters will have to bear with them because it's not their doing, and that if they want things to be done properly, then it cannot be done now, as everybody was expecting,
but after 6 p.m.
So there's only business activity, nothing like music and dancing and all that?
The music is still going on. I mean, some of the delegates are still seated around, you know, but it's like they just have to wait a little longer. So, I mean, all the other activities, you know, have gone down a bit, but there's still life here.
Thank you very much. Thank you. That was Abuna Ahafo regional correspondent John Sam Arthur at the Congress grounds. The Supreme Court has thrown out a writ filed by five regional chairmen of the PNC to restrain the party from organizing its Congress. Speaking to Radio Ghana, a former general secretary of the party, Gabriel Pomang, said the court arrived at the decision after examining the papers filed by the aggrieved party executive and what the executives have filed, and concluded that it is not proper to stop the party from going to Congress.
Court sat today and then examined all the papers that they had filed and examined our papers that we had also filed and came to the conclusion that it is not proper to restrain the party from going to Congress. So the injunction was removed, it was dismissed, and then the court has allowed the Congress to go on. So the Electoral Commission lawyer was in court and the Electoral Commission is going to be at the Congress. Everything at the Congress is going to come on legally within the law.
Per, what has happened? Do we say whatever is going to happen, members of the party that are peace, would they not have any case in court?
No, they filed a case, and then they also applied for an injunction to stop the party from having the Congress. And what the court did is the court examined all the cases, the documents that they have filed, and the arguments that they made, and then examined the arguments that we made, and also examined our papers that we filed, and came to the conclusion that it is not proper to stop the party from holding its Congress. All the delegates are gathered from all the regions. So the people who came to court were just there to create unnecessary confusion without any basis. The delegates are there. Central region, the delegates are there. Greater Accra region, the delegates are there. So the people who went to court were just there for confusion and they had nothing at all on the merits of their case. So the judiciary rose to the occasion to ensure that justice is done.
A former general secretary of the PNC, Gabriel Pomang,